The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Avoyim, we're going to be continuing with Hilchos Brachos. The bracha we're going to be doing now is the bracha of Hagafen, the bracha made on wine. And we'll be seeing both the discussion of what type of wine one can make Hagafen on, and when wine will exempt other drinks from a bracha. There's a concept in the Gemara in Brachos, Yayin poter kol mine mashkin. Yayin will exempt, drinking wine will exempt any other beverages that one drinks during a meal. So we'll be seeing both of these halachas in the halachas today, Simen Memtes. Halachas Aleph through Dalet, what wine is considered wine, and when does wine exempt other beverages from their own bracha. Let's see the Kitzer Halacha Aleph. Al hayayin mevarchen bori pi agafen. On wine, one makes the bracha bori pi agafen. Well, acharav al hagefen. After wine, one makes the bracha al hagefen v'api hagefen, as opposed to, let's say, mizonos, one makes the bracha al hamilchia v'la kalkala, and mizonos, one makes the bracha on mazon, on milchia, on foods that satisfy a person for eating. But on wine, one makes the bracha al hagefen on grapes and fruit of the grape, of the fruit of the vine. That's the bracha main shalosh. It's the bracha made after drinking wine. Ve'in chiluk b'yayin. There's no difference in the wine, how aged the wine is. Afilu hu adayin tosis. Even if it's still bubbling, meaning even though it's freshly squeezed and it's still in the early process of fermentation, still it's hagafen. And the same would apply by grape juice, even though grape juice is not fermented at all. Because it's a product of grapes, the bracha would be hagafen. Va'afilu zov me'atzmo, even if the wine floated on its own, meaning even there wasn't an active squeezing of the grapes, but the wine just came out of the grapes on their own, still that would be hagafen. Va'afilu yayin mevushal, even if the wine was cooked, that's considered to be somewhat inferior wine, that the wine was now cooked, still that wine would be hagafen. O kunditon, or if the wine was kunditon, that the Kitzer himself explains what that means. Dahainu shenosnu losocho dvash, they put honey in the wine, ubesomim, they put spices in it. So if the wine was sweetened, it was a very sweet wine, honey, spices, other ingredients that would sweeten the wine, still the bracha would be hagafen. Another example of a wine which is, so to speak, changed, that it would still be hagafen if they would put lana, which is literally wormwood. It's a very bitter plant, and it makes the wine very bitter. Still, it would retain its bracha of hagafen. The Kitzer continues, afilo hayayin meriach kechometz. Even if the wine smells like vinegar, that the wine has started to turn, and it gives off a smell like vinegar, Kevin sheyesh lo tam yayin, because it still has the taste of wine, havi yayin l'inyan bracha. That would be considered wine in terms of the bracha. When one drinks such a wine, even though it has a smell of vinegar, if it has a taste of wine, it would be hagafen. Aval im nischamitz, but if the wine was so vinegary, the inyan sheyesh b'nei adam shenem na'in l'shtosu m'pnei chamitzaso, if it's such a turning into vinegar that there are people that will refrain from drinking it because of its chamitzaso, because of its turning into vinegar, if the turning into vinegar is very pronounced and there are people that would not drink it as wine anymore because it's so sour now, yesh safek b'brachaso, there's a halachic doubt about its bracha. What the Kitzer means is that we're not bekiyim, we're not experts to determine how much of a turning into vinegar would render the wine could be considered vinegar and not wine anymore. We don't know exactly how sour it has to be. So it's a doubtful area in halacha, or ambiguous area in halacha, if the wine is turning, how bad it has to be that it would be not a hagafen anymore, but become the bracha vinegar, which is shahakol. So it's an ambiguous area if the wine is in the middle of turning, if the taste is also turning. The kitzur continues. Even though he can make a bracha beforehand shahakol, right? Meaning whether this is wine or vinegar. Either way, a person can make shahakol, and he'll say that if it's wine, even with wine you'll see with the shahakol. You can make the bracha of shahakol on any food. At least if he made that bracha, he would exempt that food from its bracha. And if it's vinegar, the proper bracha is shahakol. So the issue the kitzur is raising that why can't you just make a shahakol on this wine which is in the middle of turning to vinegar? But the issue is, kitzur says, adayin yesh sofek bebracha acharona. There's an issue with the bracha afterwards, because the bracha after wine is al agefen v'al pi agefen, the bracha made on products of the grapevine, and vinegar is not considered wine anymore. Vinegar would be considered not a product of the grapevine, even though technically it came from a grapevine, but because it doesn't have the chashivas, the importance of wine anymore, vinegar cannot get the bracha of ala gefen v'al pi agefen. Vinegar would get the bracha of bari nefasho. So therefore, if wine is in the middle of turning, it's not clear how vinegary the wine has to be to lose its bracha of hagafen. So then it has a ambiguous... it's an ambiguous point in halacha what bracha one would make on it. The kitzur continues, v'lochein ein lishtoso, therefore one should not drink that wine. Elim kein yivarach tchila al yayin tov, unless first he makes a bracha on regular wine, on wine that tastes like wine. It has no vinegar component to it. If one would make a bracha on regular wine, then he exempts this wine, which is doubtful if it's wine or vinegar, because on the bracha rishon, on the bracha before, we're going to see yain poter kol minyan mashkin. Wine could exempt any drink from its bracha. And the bracha afterwards also, if you make the bracha ala gefen v'al pi agefen on the wine, so then that would exempt also the other mashkin, the other beverages that he drinks. So even if this beverage would be considered vinegar, this wine which is turning, even if it's vinegar, the bracha on the good wine would exempt it in both the bracha before and the bracha after. Let's see halacha base. Hachartzanim. Chartzanim are grape seeds. It's one of the parts of the grape that has a little bit of a lachluchis of the liquid of the grapes in it. Shotziu mehen yayin rak al yedei dricha, that they removed their wine, their juices, only through stomping. V'lo netzru b'veis habad, but they weren't pressed in a wine press. Meaning there's different levels of how much one could squeeze the grapes to get out their wine. If one were to squeeze it in a wine press, in a beis habad, it would be considered not to be having really any more grape juice in it anymore. However, if it was only stomped, let's say where you'd stomp it with your feet, some other less intense pressing than an actual wine press, that's considered to be that the seeds, grape seeds, still have the lachluchis, the moisture of the grape juice inside of them. So the kitzur says the halacha is, these chartzanim, these grape seeds, that they were only stomped, but they weren't actually pressed in a wine press. Im nosnu aleihem mayim, if one were to take these grape seeds and add water, and then come with a drink that resembles wine, it has the taste of wine, that the taste of wine goes into the water. Afilu lamotzu yosir mimashen nosnu, even though they did not find more than what they put in, meaning let's say they put in 3 measures of water, and they still take out 3 measures of water, so there wasn't actually a recognizable addition of liquids from the grape juice from these grape seeds. You can't see that the quantity of this beverage got more because of the grape seeds. You can't tangibly see that the grape seeds added grape juice to this beverage. So even if it's the exact same amount of water that you put in originally, or even if somehow they had less water than they started originally, that they now have even less than the original water they put in. Mikol makom im tamo yayin, But still, if the taste of this beverage tastes like wine, Mavarchan Olav Bori Pri HaGafen, we make the bracha of Bori Pri HaGafen. Meaning, as long as a beverage that's produced from these grapes has a taste of wine, and a regular person would consider this to be wine, we don't look at how much of a quantity of grape juice that it gave off that could be measured. Rather, we look at the taste of this beverage. If the beverage tastes like wine, we consider it wine, and halacha will have the bracha of Bori Pri HaGafen. The Kisser continues, Aval imnetzru hachatzanim beveis habad. However, if the grape seeds were pressed in a wine press, to the point that we really removed all the liquids from them, v'yachar kach nosnu aleim mayim, and then they put water on them, osh nosnu mayin al shemare yayin, or if they would put water on the dregs of wine. If one would go to a barrel of wine and he poured out all the wine, he has dregs, he has sediment on the bottom of that barrel, and he pours wine on that sediment and he wants to create wine from the sediment of the wine, or if he had the grape seeds that were so, the pressing was so intense that it was pressed in a wine press and effectively there's no wine left inside these grape seeds. The halacha is, it has a halacha like water. So the halacha, the kids are saying here, is that if there's still lachlucha, still the grape juice inside these seeds, like seeds that didn't endure such a intense pressing, it wasn't pressed in a wine press, one could make, in effect, wine out of these grape seeds by adding water. And if the water absorbs the taste of these grape seeds to taste like wine, and people would consider that wine, the bracha is hagafen. But if it had an intense pressing, like it was pressed in a wine press, or when it went to take the sediment from a wine barrel, that's not considered to have any lachluchas, any moisture of the grape juice, and the bracha would always be shahakol, like the water that he put on top of it. Let's see halacha gimel. Yayim shnis arid b'mayim. If one took proper wine and he diluted it with water, he added some water to this mixture. He mixed the wine with water. Now he has a diluted wine. Im ein b'yayin ela echad mishisha chalokim shebemayim. If the wine is only 1 to 6 parts of water, if there's a lot of water, much more than the wine, 6 times as much water than there is wine, the halacha is vade batal hayayin. Then definitely the wine is considered to be nullified. The wine is considered to lose its halachic status of wine. Ve'eino ela kamayim, it would be considered like water. If the water is 6 times as much as the wine, then the wine loses status as yayin, as wine. It would be considered water. The Kitzer continues, v'emgeish bo yayin yoser. But if there was more than 1 to 6 of wine, meaning let's say he put in 2 parts water or 3 parts water, up to six parts water to every part wine, that the wine is more than 1 to 6 of the water. In derech anshei hamakom limzog oso kol kach, if the practice of the people of that place is to be mozig it, to dilute it to that extent, for lishtosu b'makom yayin, and they will now drink it in the place of wine. If diluted wine, to the extent that this person diluted it, is still considered wine in that place, mevarach olav bori pri hagafen, he makes the bracha bori pri hagafen, he makes a hagafen on this beverage which tastes like wine, ul'acharav al hagafen, after drinking the wine, he makes the bracha al hagafen. The imlo, however, if it's not considered normal in that place, that this amount of dilution would be considered wine, but ladaito, then his das, his opinion is considered to be nullified, is not considered. But ladaito, let's explain that halachic concept. But ladaito means the following. If you have a situation where the minig, the practice in that place, according to most people in that place, is a certain way, and this person does something different than the practice. The example the kids are saying over here is that most people would not consider this beverage to be wine. If it's a very diluted wine, most people would not consider this to be wine. And this person considers it wine. He feels that this is just as tasty as wine. even though it's a diluted wine, and it doesn't bother him the fact that it tastes so watery. But Ladaita says, we do not look at halacha at the individual, we look at the practice of the people of that medina, of that country. And we say the halacha follows the practice of the people of the country, the general population, not of this individual. It's a similar halacha to what we had in Memches. We were talking about the halachas of pasa v'kisnin, if one were to eat a bread that's used more like a snack. If a person were to say that I'm going to eat this pasa v'kisnin, this sweetened snack of cake or pretzels or something like that, and I'm going to consider it to be a full meal. And most people would not consider that to be a meal. He would not make hamotzi, because by a regular person in that country does not consider that to be a full meal. That was the halacha in Simen Memches, halacha gimel. That we go by rovenei adam, we go by the majority of people in that country. So in this case also, how much is considered to be wine would be determined by the people of that country. So in the practical application of this halacha, if one would have wine or grape juice, something which it comes from the store, let's say it's 100% wine, he wants to add a little bit of water. He has to make sure the amount of water that he's adding would not render it to be considered unfit for being used as wine by most people in that country. If it still has a very strong taste of wine, it's not really recognizable any different than regular wine, or even if it is slightly more diluted, most people would consider that to be wine. If most people consider it wine, or grape juice, if he's diluting the grape juice, if most people consider that to be wine or grape juice, that would be considered yain in halacha. But if not, if he dilutes it more than the point that most people would consider it to be yain, to be wine, then it would lose its status of wine. It would be like any other beverage that would be shakal. Let's see halacha dalad. Let's just give an introduction. Halacha dalad is a concept that yayin poter kol mine mashkin. Wine can exempt other drinks that are drunk at the same time as the wine. It's a gemara in Brachos. The Rishonim, the commentators there, explain what's exactly the understanding of this concept that wine could exempt other beverages from their bracha. By making the bracha on wine, one exempts other beverages. Rashi on the gemara explains, because wine is something which is chashuv, it's an important beverage. It's used when, even though one doesn't need to drink wine, he will take wine and make a bracha on it. Let's say, for example, by Kiddush, by Havdalah, by the Sheva Brachos, by a wedding, one will take a cup of wine, even though he's not interested in drinking wine. There's a certain chashivas, a certain importance to wine, that one will take a cup of wine and use it, even though he's not necessarily thirsty, but he wants to give a certain formality to the occasion to take a cup of wine. Tosfos in the Gemara there, Tosfos in his comments on the Gemara explains that the understanding why wine can pater other beverages is because wine is a choshev drink. It's a very important drink. It's the most prominent of all drinks, and therefore that drink is considered to be the main drink of a meal. If one is drinking other beverages, they are considered to be tefelim. They are considered to be secondary to the wine. Let's read the kitzur on this halacha. Kishem sha'pas and kava ale, just like by bread, if one had kviyas on pas, he's eating bread as his meal, poteras kol mine machol, that would exempt all types of food. If one makes a bracha of hamotzi on bread, that would exempt the other foods that he's eating. Kach hayayin, the same thing as by wine. Im kovea atzmo lishtos yayin, if he's kovea in the term kovea would mean that he makes himself, so to speak, permanent, literally, meaning he is making a decision, he is now going to sit and drink beverages. It's a concept that we're maybe not used to sitting down for a drinking party or a drinking mesiba. But the concept was clear in the earlier poskim, in the earlier times, they would have a concept of sitting for a drinking party or drinking mesiba. So if he's koveya himself, he's establishing himself, he is now going to sit for the sake of drinking, not for the sake of eating, for the sake of drinking. So if he's koveya himself, if he establishes himself that he's now going to sit and drink wine, poter sha'ar mashkin b'bracha rishonot b'bracha acharona, he would now exempt the other beverages from the bracha before and the bracha after. The person makes a decision, I am now going to sit down and drink wine. And he also has other beverages. So those other beverages are considered to be secondary to the wine because he is coming and he's primarily drinking wine. So then we look at the other beverages as being tefillin, as being secondary to the wines. The Kitzur adds a condition. V'davka imamashkin hayu omdin lefanov. That's only if those beverages were on the table or on, they were out in front of him. B'shosh abirach alayayin. At the time he made the bracha on the wine. That's only where he can see these other beverages in front of him. Or even if he didn't actually have the beverages in front of him, but he had intention, he was planning on drinking these other beverages. When does wine exempt the other mashkin, the other beverages? First of all, he had to be kaveh himself. He had to establish himself. He's now sitting down for drinking. And second of all, either the beverages were in front of him, or he had das, he had intention to drink from these other beverages. The Kitzur continues, Aval imlo hayu lefanov. However, if these beverages were not in front of him, v'lohaisa daito aleyam, and he didn't have das, he didn't have intention to drink from these other beverages, havi sofik imtzarech levarach aleyam olo. That would be a suffix, an ambiguous point in halacha, does he need to make a bracha or not? The kids are saying like this. In order to exempt the other beverages, the other things that he's drinking, he needs two conditions. First of all, he's being kaveya himself. He is sitting down for the sake of drinking. That's the main thing he's coming to do, is to drink. And second of all, he had intention to exempt these other beverages, or they were in front of him. Without those two conditions, so it's not clear in halacha with just the very fact that he is kaveya himself, just the very fact that he is sitting down for drinking, if he didn't actually have specific intention for these other beverages, or they weren't in front of him, it's not clear in halacha would he exempt these other beverages from their bracha. So what does a person do? The Kitzur suggests like this. Al kain, therefore yumnas atzma mehem, he should refrain himself from drinking these beverages where he didn't have specific intention for them, or they weren't in front of him. Until after he makes the bracha acharona on the wine, and he should not drink these other beverages until he finishes drinking the wine, and he makes the bracha acharona, he makes the bracha al hagefen on the wine. Another alternative that Kitzur suggests, or he makes the bracha on some food that the bracha is shahakol, fish or meat or cheese, something that a food that the bracha would be shahakol. And he should have intention to exempt the mashkin, to exempt the beverages. So the Kitzur is saying over here that in order to exempt these other beverages, he needs two conditions to pat them, to exempt them. First of all, he has to be kaveya himself. He has to be sitting down for the sake of drinking. And second of all, he either has to have intention for them, or they have to be in front of him. Otherwise, he cannot exempt the other drinks. And if he was only kaveya himself, if he only sat down for drinking without a specific intention for these other drinks, then it's a doubtful area in halacha, and he should make the bracha of shakol on something else, or wait till he finishes drinking the wine, and then make a bracha shakol on these other beverages. After he makes the bracha al gefen on the wine, then for sure he can make the bracha shakol on these other beverages. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha that a little different than the Kitzur. The Mishnah Berurah says the following: if a person was actually kaveya himself, if he sat down for the sake of drinking, then even though he didn't have specific intention for the other beverages, even though he's just kaveya himself, he's just establishing himself for the sake of drinking wine, then we can, the halacha would be that the fact that he's drinking wine, that would automatically make the other beverages to be tefillim, to be secondary to the wine. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if he actually was kaveya himself, then if he actually set himself for the sake of drinking wine, then even though he didn't have specific intention for the other beverages, he can assume that the other beverages are potter, are exempted by the bracha of the wine. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds that the concept of being kaveh, the concept of drinking, setting oneself up for drinking, that he sits down for the sake of drinking, is not a concept that we don't really see such a thing in our societies, that there's a concept of sitting down for drinking wine. He's kaveh himself for drinking wine. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests always a person should have intention for the other beverages. He should either have specific intention for them or put them in front of him on the table. But however, if he didn't have that intention, if he was actually kaveh himself, if he actually had a kaveh that he was sitting down for the sake of drinking, then he would exempt the other mashkin from the bracha. So that's a slight difference of opinion in the poskim and the halachic decisors. Let's just end with one point. In application of this halach of yayin poter kol mini mashkin, of wine exempting other beverages, this is a discussion in the modern day poskim, can grape juice exempt other beverages from their bracha? Rabbi Yashiv is quoted by the Sefer Shvos Yitzchak in Hilchos Pesach that grape juice cannot exempt other beverages. It's only wine, which is alcoholic, it's mesameach, it brings joy to people, that could exempt other beverages. But grape juice, which is not alcoholic, doesn't have the same chashiv, is the same importance, and therefore, it, according to Rabbi Yashiv, it's not clear in halacha, can grape juice exempt the other beverages? Shlomo Zalman Orbach is of the opinion that grape juice could exempt the other beverages, because grape juice is wine, and we make hagafen on it, therefore it could exempt other beverages. Therefore you'd have this discussion, anytime a person has a, let's call it a kvias on grape juice, he's sitting down to drink grape juice, and according to the kitzur, he knew he was going to drink these other beverages, you'd have this difference of opinion, could the grape juice exempt the other mashkin, the other beverages from their bracha?